but a glide in your stride and hitch a ride to the soulful side with Upfront Soul. I'm your host, Sanguine Fromage, and I'll be laying down 120 minutes of soulful sounds to which you may get down. We'll be spinning funk, soul, and jazz, rarities, and deep cuts. If you want soul, get it up front. Listen to Upfront Soul all night long, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern every day on Shyampa Internet Radio. If it's all night, it's got to be all right.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
You know, for being 90, this is pretty good. But I think if you haven't known about the show by now...
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes things take a while to catch on, you know?
We didn't know about Toppers until what?
Until Toppers was almost gone.
Yeah.
Because Toppers, unfortunately, has been winding down. We love Toppers, but unfortunately, I think Toppers is going to have a limited shelf life at some point. Well, but we don't want to think
about
that.
There's a lot of Toppers out there, and he's got a lot of past shows, so there's a lot of laughs.
Oh, no. We can definitely keep it going for a long time. It just seems that new content is slow to find us, unfortunately. Yeah. So, hey, everyone, this is Anthony in Tampa.
Let's get started. Finally, Digitron Enhancement Procedures stat.
And hey, everybody. This is, Joe in Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's episode 90 of the Joe and Anthony Show. It's time for an interview.
Yay, an interview.
For Monday, June 5th, 2017. Hey, Anthony, ooh, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Hey, thanks, Betty.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am sorry, I'm gassy tonight, and I just gassed myself out of my studio.
No problem, Anthony.
Ooh. You poor thing. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. By the way, we have a guest coming on soon. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 77 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 82%, giving us a heat index of 79. And it's been quite wet here lately. It's been raining a lot, which has been nice. We've been needing the rain. We've really been needing the rain. The dew point is 71, and the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be mostly cloudy with a low around 78 and a 40% chance of showers and storms. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy and windy with a high near 85 with a 70% chance of storms. Then, overnight, will be mostly cloudy with a low of 76, the 60% chance of storms. So, see, we got a lot of rain coming up. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 85, 70% chance of storms. Then mostly cloudy with a low around 75 and a 50% chance of storms overnight. And let me tell you, it is going to be humid. Very humid. Very, very humid. So,
pretty humid, huh?
Yeah. So that's your Tampa Bay weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Why, thank you, Betty. And hey, remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies.
No longer applies.
From KMDW, Chicago's Midway local airport. Midway's international airport.
there have been scripting changes made in your absence.
It's currently gusty at the tampon, and it's 68 degrees. The dew point is at a comfortable 53 degrees, and the humidity is at 59%. Now, the winds are out of the north at 17 miles per hour, and the visibility, should you be above the earthly confines of this earth, is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we could expect clear skies, gusty winds, with a low around 57. On Tuesday, expect gusty winds and sunny skies with a high near 59. And on Wednesday, expect mild gust with sunny skies and a high near 64. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Shyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops, and keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. Buddy, 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 buddy out. Up next, stay tuned for a Joe and Anthony interview with Cindy Sheehan of Cindy Sheehan Soapbox. Visit cindysheehansoapbox.blogspot.com on the web for her show and more. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, buddy. We have Cindy Sheehan on the line with us tonight. We've been trying to get her on as an interview. She's a very busy lady, very popular lady. She has a lot to say, and a lot of good opinions. And we're actually going to be carrying her show soon, Cindy Sheehan Soapbox, in one of our time slots. So check our schedule. And Cindy, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, and I'm glad we could finally make it work out.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
So now, if I understand correctly from your history, you haven't always been into political activism. Is that correct?
No, I've always been, I think, aware pretty much of current events and politics and things like that. But I didn't become an activist at all. I would really not consider myself a political activist.
Okay.
I would consider myself an anti-war and social justice activist. I have run for office 3 times, but that was more as an activist, not really as a candidate striving towards victory, but an activist trying to highlight these causes that are very important to us. But I didn't become an activist until my son Casey was killed in Iraq on April 4th, 2004.
Wow.
And his birthday was just May 29th, which was also Memorial Day. He would be 38 years old. And I always considered myself, I was a Catholic youth minister for many years. Mm-hmm. And we always did a lot of social justice work, and we did a lot of work in our community to, alleviate the conditions of people who are hungry, homeless, elderly. We went to a nursing home quite a bit to visit elderly. So we always did things like that.
All right.
And so I've always been very, very socially conscious and tried. I've been a vegan for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I've always tried to live my life, my outward life, as close to my inner values as possible.
Oh, very good. Very good. Definitely. Now, and I know you've started getting, or you really had the spotlight kind of shown on you, or I guess kind of came out as being your anti-war stance, because you kind of did a camp out at Bush's ranch house, W's ranch house. Is that not correct?
You were fading in and out through almost that whole question, but you're asking me about Camp Casey?
Yes, Camp Casey. Thank you.
The summer of 2005. Yeah. So I was at home one day here in Vacaville, California, and I was watching the news. George Bush came on. Let me backtrack a little bit. 12 Marines from Ohio were killed in Iraq that day, and George Bush was already in Crawford, Texas, on vacation. It was August of 2005. And one of the people in the press corps asked them about that incident. And George Bush said that the families of the fallen can rest assured that their loved ones died for a noble cause. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, well, maybe one of the toady press will ask him, what is a noble cause?
Yeah.
And they didn't. So I just thought, well, what the heck? I'm going to Dallas. I just happened to be going to Dallas very next day.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, to go to the Veterans for Peace convention.
Okay.
And I was one of the keynote speakers that year. And I just thought, well, you know what? After I give my speech Friday night, why don't the next day I just drive to Crawford, wherever that is, because I wasn't exactly sure. And Texas is a huge state.
Yeah.
And my sister was going to meet me there in Texas. She lived down in Los Angeles County still.
Oh, okay.
And so I called her up and I said, after we go to the VFP convention, we're going to go to Crawford and we're going to demand a meeting with Bush to ask him what noble cause. And my sister was like, okay. And so we did that. And somebody in Dallas came up from the Crawford Peace House and they asked me, Cindy, what are you going to do if he doesn't meet with you? I said, well, I haven't really thought about it, but why don't I just sit in the road and say I'm not going to move until he meets with me? And Hadi Jawad, the person from the Crawford Peace House, said, wow, that's an action. And it really turned out to be an amazing month-long action there in hot.
I can imagine.
middle of nowhere, Crawford, Texas. Very conservative, but we had, you know, thousands of people, almost 20,000 people came out.
Wow.
That first summer to be in solidarity with us.
And was this your very first time ever doing something of this nature, ever?
Well, I had, when my son, so this was in August of 05, Casey had been dead for almost exactly 16 months, because our first day was August 6th, and August 4th would have been exactly 16 months since Casey was killed. So I did found Gold Star Families for Peace. I was one of the founders. I was going all over the country advocating for peace. I had June 16th, I remember the date because that was my sister's birthday.
Oh, okay.
June 16th, I testified in Congress, a hearing that Congressman John Conyers from Michigan called about the lies of the war. I testified with three other people. So I was already very active. I was doing a lot of media, mostly on cable news.
Okay.
And when I did this hearing, when the Democrats were in a minority and they stuck us in the basement of the Capitol for this hearing, I got on the radar of more conservative forces like Rush Limbaugh and Bill O'Reilly, Hannity, and Glenn Beck.
You got on everyone's radar.
Kind of people.
Yeah.
I got on their radar. And so by the time I went to Crawford, I was already well known in certain circles for sure.
They knew you were going to be trouble.
became very well known in other circles after we decided to set up camp.
Well, that was a very noble. I even remember when that happened, and that's how I found out about you. I remember it being on the news. I'm like,
yeah,
who is doing this?
CNN,
what is going on with this? And it's amazing.
We had a very small movement at the time, so I was well known in the movement, and like I said, I had already been getting on especially cable media, CNN. MSNBC, I had always refused to do Fox. I never I never accepted an invitation to be on Fox except for one time. This is an anecdote. So Sean Hannity's assistant, Lauren, always used to call my assistant, Tiffany.
Uh-huh.
And they became kind of good friends. And because they were always talking about their bosses, and Sean and Lauren would call Tiffany and say, so Sean really wants Cindy to be on on his show. And Tiffany will go, well, Lauren, you know, Cindy's not going to do that. So I, you know, I admire your persistence, but how many times do we have to say no? And so finally one day Tiffany's phone rang. I was right next to her. Her phone rang. She looked at it. She goes, oh my God, it's Lauren from Sean Hannity. And I said, you know what, Tiffany, I'm so tired of this. Let's just call his bluff. And I'm going to say, if Sean calls me and apologizes for every nasty thing he's ever said about me on the air, personally, then I will do his show. And so Tiffany gave Lauren that message, and I swear to God, within 5 minutes, my phone was ringing.
Oh, wow.
And it was Sean Hannity.
Oh, no.
He said, I'll apologize for any tone I might have had that offended you. I can't really apologize for things I said because, you know, that's my opinion and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if anything I ever said offended you, I apologize because I can't imagine how hard it is to have a son die. Mm. And then he said, I want you to be on my first Sean Hannity's America show in the hot seat. He said, I'll fly you to New York from wherever you are. Then I'll fly you to wherever you're going after that. And I'll put you and Tiffany up in a nice hotel. So Tiffany and Sean were all already on first name basis too. And so I said, okay, Sean, I really have to give you props for calling me and doing what you did. So, okay, this is where we are, and we're going to Cuba the very next day. And so this is a little known fact, but Sean Hannity and Fox News paid for my first trip to Cuba.
Wow.
How about that? That's
and
awesome.
Tiffany's, by
and
the
Tiffany's.
Way, because Tiffany was going with me.
Wow, how about that? That's awesome.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that interesting?
That is. That's interesting. So now, really quick.
That's a punchline.
Yeah, it is. It really is. now, speaking of movements now, kind of quickly, Cal Exit. I know I've been seeing you posting some things about that. I don't know a whole lot, and I don't think a lot of our readers or our listeners know. Readers, look, I'm calling our listeners readers. So give us a brief over. So what is the overall background of the whole CalEx movement? Because that's it's a vote in 2019, isn't it?
Well, we're hoping to get it on the ballot in 2018. And it's an initiative. You know, California, like most states, has the proposition initiatives where citizens can get things on the ballot and have the voters vote for them. Mm-hmm. And this is about actually California separating from the United States of America. And I am a lifelong Californian. Mm-hmm. I was born here. And I think the state has great potential to be a leader in peace and economic justice, education. Mm-hmm. I mean, all the good progressive values.
Oh, yeah.
We have that potential, but we sent billions, tens of billions of dollars to the U.S. government for their war machine effort, for empire, for the police state. We're a donor state. We get 10% back of all of the money we send to Washington, D.C. And it's not about money. Wow. It's about separating from the U.S. empire. And if people want more information, I'm on the board of the California Freedom Coalition, mm-hmm. and they can just Google California Freedom Coalition and find out more. It's not a right-wing libertarian thing. I don't think there's anything wrong with energies to leave the United States, but this is a very left-wing progressive move to protect our children from predatory capitalism and the predatory war machine.
Wow, and that's definitely a lot of interesting ingredients. What was that? You said it was what was the foundation again?
California Freedom Coalition.
The California Freedom Coalition. All right. And then last up, and I want to make sure we plug your GoFundMe site, because I know you were in Hawaii, a couple months ago, and you unfortunately got stuck with one of the wonderful ER bills in our country's medical system. How can people find you on GoFundMe, or where can they go to if they want to go ahead and donate to you?
I think it's called Help Cindy Pay Her ER Bills or something like that. I'm not only a war tax resister, I'm a what do you call it, health insurance resister. I feel like the ACA was nothing but a giveaway to the health insurance big pharma, and so I haven't had insurance for years.
Oh wow.
But even if I did have insurance,
it would
people
still
say
cost
that
you an arm
you
and
know
a leg.
Yeah, it probably still would have a huge bill.
Oh yeah.
So you know, I've given a lot to people in similar situations. I've given a lot of my life and my energy and my resources to humanity to try to make it a better place. And this really was all stemming from my sister's death in January, which really caused me a lot of stress and anxiety. And I had 2 years of being her main caregiver.
That's difficult.
And after she died, I just kind of fell apart.
No, I can totally understand.
You know, I had to be strong while she was alive to be strong for her, but... You
but
know,
after the fact, you let it all, it kind of all just falls apart for a moment. Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
For sure.
Definitely. All right. Well, we'll go ahead. We'll make sure that we turn around and post that link to your GoFundMe
and
page.
And go to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox. That's my
that's your radio
Sheehan
program.
CindySheehanSoapbox.blogspot.com. That's my website, and that's where all my shows and articles and things like that are posted.
Yeah, you should be proud. You actually awesome. you bump your radio show or your podcast that we're going to carry on Fridays. You actually bumped out Michael Slade. Yeah, you bumped out Michael Slade because I was listening to him because you know I have to do a day job. I don't make anything at this place.
Yeah.
So I was listening to the station at work, and I'm like, oh jeez, what is all this crap that's coming out? I'm like, we got to find a replacement. And
yeah,
I'm like,
terrible,
you started up your soapbox again, and I'm like, we're awesome. We'll have to go ahead and make sure that we start carrying you.
Great. That's wonderful.
So, well, thank you very much, Cindy,
thank
for
you very
being
much,
on.
Cindy.
And we look forward to all the great things that you're going to do in the future.
Thanks, Jill and Anthony.
You're welcome. It was awesome.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, that was fantastic, Joe. What did you think of that?
That was awesome. I'm so glad we were able to have Cindy on tonight.
Yes, again, Cindy, thank you so much for taking the
you.
Time to speak with us. That was a beautiful interview, and we quite enjoyed your time with us. So, and now, let me, wait, I'm lost in the script. Hold on.
I'm highlighting.
Oh, I see the highlightations.
Yes.
The highlightations. Okay, let's see if we get it right this time. Hey, Joe, what's new in the news?
And now for the news.
Well, hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. Get a load of these stories. Looks like Roger is about to be replaced. By our friend Daniel Uria from www.upi.com from May 30th, members of a Protestant church in Germany created a talking robot priest to explore the effect of technology on the church.
Oh, wow.
The robot, known as Bless You Too, and that's, yes, that's you, like the letter U, is part of an interactive installation marking the anniversary of the Reformation at a church in the small town of Wittenberg.
It's like new to you.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Continue, please.
It is intended to stimulate discussion on the subject of blessing and artificial intelligence. YouTube user Vocal Ron, who shared video of the robot, said, "The video shows a man selecting one of five languages from a screen on Bless You Too's chest, which prompts the robot to begin reciting Bible verses while raising its arms in the air as it begins to glow."
That sounds kind of scary.
"We wanted people to consider if it is possible to be blessed by a machine or if a human being is needed," Stephen Krebs of the church responsible for the robot told The Guardian. "The idea is to provoke debate. People from the street are curious, amused, and interested. They are really taken with it and are very positive. But inside the church, some people think we want to replace human pastors with machines."
Hallelujah.
Those that are church-oriented are more critical. Well, here's the thing, folks. If we get eventual skin jobs where they look exactly like us but are really robots, who's to say? Who's to say anything, especially after what we develop? That's all I can
question.
Say. You know, so this is a step in that direction, and it has to come out. It just can't stay hidden.
No, I
don't. So we're gonna start to see crazy stories like this. I heard there's it's one of the Asian countries that are going to be deploying a robot police force.
That kind of concerns me.
So, but here we've got a really cool story about police up next here.
Oh, do we? All right.
Cool. Yeah.
That we do.
Well, yes. For me, and this is me personally, alcohol and me don't mix when out in public. That's me. But at least in this story, there is a family-friendly ending.
Are you a messy drunk, Joe?
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to say I am. I don't like being intoxicated beyond belief in public.
I sing to parking meters. I do. It's really scary. Please continue.
By our friend Ben Hooper from www.api.com. A pair of Australian police officers snapped a bedroom selfie with the drunk man's phone so he wouldn't be confused about how he ended up at home. Tasmania police responded in a Facebook post to a viral photo on Reddit showing two officers posing for a selfie in front of a bed where an intoxicated man is giving a thumbs up to the camera. After a blackout night, my mate woke up to a ripper selfie on his phone, the Reddit post said. Please confirm the post summation of events was accurate. Tasmania Police Northern District Senior Sergeant Craig Fox said police don't normally drive drunken partiers home. However, police are always looking for a place of safety for anyone who is affected by alcohol, Fox said. On this occasion, police were contacted by a taxi company for assistance, because they probably didn't want the puke in their cars, in getting the man home. When people arrived, they found out his address, took the man home, and waited for a friend to arrive to look after him. Because he was a bit worse off for wear, our officers took the opportunity to record the moment with a selfie, in the likely event he could not remember how he got home.
Well, I guess it's better than finding yourself driving the wrong way down 275. So,
you know, this is true.
And so, yeah, you got to give them some credit for that one.
Yeah. You know, but I got to say, that's a really good story, because too often these days we're hearing too many stories of police shooting other people for whatever reason. Oof. And it's not necessarily anything that is necessarily of concern, but the media loves to just make it such a big fucking deal.
The media makes everything a big deal.
But here we've got a good feely, touchy-feely story.
Okay.
It's touchy-feely.
Okay, it's touchy-feely. Can I touch and feel myself while you read it?
Well, you might not want to touch these fuzzy-wuzzy little squirrels, because
what if
I don't
I touch
know
my
how
squirrels?
You can touch your squirrels all night long, but not on the show. Ooh, hey, Daniel. Thank you again for another wonderful story, Daniel Uria from www.upi.com. A Maine man discovered four squirrels with their tails tangled together on a sidewalk near his parents' house.
Ooh.
So yes, if you go look up on YouTube, Andrew Day, he showed the four baby squirrels joined together by their tails, walking in opposite directions as they struggled to untangle themselves outside the Banger home. Four squirrels, one giant mess of tangled tails, Day wrote. Day 41 told Bangor News he arrived at the scene to find a cat lurking nearby and a distressed adult squirrel, which he believed was the mother. Huh. If you watch the video, you can hear her sort of screaming in the background, he said. She was nearby with them, sort of escorting them across the street. When the cat arrived, she jumped up a tree and was kind of squawking.
Oh, my.
The whole time. So Day and his father eventually got in contact with the area game warden. But when the warden said it would take about an hour to arrive at their location, the father and son decided to rescue the squirrels on their own. My father and I took their advice and what they said to do, so we got them in a box. Once the squirrels were calm and inside the box, Day inspected their tails and worked to untangle them. I got some scissors and I trimmed hair off the squirrels for about an hour.
Oh my, that must
and
have
a half.
Been fun.
It was quite the operation. I'm happy to report they are fine. So once the squirrels were free, Day released them back to their mother at the game warden's instruction. You know, that's kind of a touchy-feely story in a way.
That is a touchy-feely story in a way.
That's it for my news. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this derailed, on-air, spelled with an E, encapsulated, unsanitized, socialist streaming experience? Well, visit us at chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes. Wait. Wait for it. There it is. Found it.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Lemons, chop those herbs. All that chicken, it's superb. Shrimp on the grill, broiled and basted. It's the best I've ever tasted. Chicken and shrimp, together they're great. Now at Sizzler, one special taste.
Sizzler, chicken and shrimp. Together, chicken and shrimp at Sizzler. Awesome guitar riff.
You're someone special, you're reaching for more, trying to do things better than before. And when you're thirsty, it's Sprite you're reaching for.
Drink the lime is the reason why. There is more in Sprite to refresh and satisfy. When you're reaching for more, reach for Sprite.
Hi, Betty here, your Chiampa Radio host and Roger Wrangler. You are listening to Chiampa Radio, home of the Joe and Anthony Show. Tune in every Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
I am ready for telephonics, I am ready. I am ready for telephonics. I love telephones, I love telephonics. I love telephonics, I love telephonics.
Please, continue to hold. Your call is important to us. Your call will be answered in the order it was received. Currently,
we have 83,565,382.9 calls. Estimated wait time is 35 years. If you would like to have us call you when an operator becomes available, press 1. If not, please continue to hold. This has been a Joe Wisdom production. Background tracks by Kevin MacLeod. From Incompetech, incompetech.com.
Ugh, Betty here. I was recently transferred to the Fisher-Price Disney Hybrid Garbage Pail Action Adventure display cases at Kmart and I hate it. The blue light special cart is never around and the only customers I get are these weird stinky people that always try to haggle prices when they don't realize we don't haggle prices. You accept the price or move on, jeez. Anyway. Make your commute more commutable by listening to me, Betty, on weekday rush hour. But for now, just realize I really control everything around here. So, go grab your bongs, bitches. I have more content coming up for you.
Doobie!
Cue Betty!
Oh, hey!
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Next, but first I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, and, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Veggie Burger Day, Gingerbread Day, and Moonshine Day. I will drink to that. I will not, however, eat veggie burgers. They will cause massive corrosive failure. Anyways, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
No problem, Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, we were having a little too much fun during the commercial break.
Yes. But that's fine. But you've got some interesting stories for us tonight.
I always have interest. Hold on. I got to get the database ready.
database. You must access
the access the database.
Yeah, I like that. I fitted myself out.
Well, how about that? All righty. The Florida Lifestyle music. This is an awesome track. I repeated like two or three riffs for like 4 minutes. If you listen to this track long enough on its own, it will drive you crazy. Because it's like four or five riffs just over and over and over.
Gainesville.
Gainesville. The Gainesville Sun brings us our first story of the night about a man who was determined to live the Florida lifestyle anywhere that he could. Anthony, not me, 34, spent the day lounging around, wrapped in a blanket and drinking some milk. While this may sound harmless in and of itself, arrest reports tell us that Anthony used a rock to break the glass door for the offices of Infinite Energy, gained entry, and made himself at home. Surveillance video shows Anthony walking inside Infinite Energy, eating food and drinking milk. He was there for about 19 hours, just kind of hanging out over the weekend. A TV remote.
Why not?
A TV, TV remote, and a gray throw blanket, and a carton of milk totaling $820 in value were reported stolen. Anthony was arrested on charges of grand theft, burglary, and damage to property, and was being held in Alachua County. His bond was not set as of last Thursday morning. That I have given up on that.
Alachua.
How does Betty say it? How would Betty say it? Do you have the ability of having Betty say it? I can make Betty say it.
Oh, you should make Betty
I'll
say
make
it.
I'll make Betty say it. Let me find Betty. Betty, where are you, Betty? Betty, where are you, Betty?
Do your thing, Betty.
Betty, on, Betty. Betty. Alachua. Oh, my goodness. Alachua. Alachua.
Alachua.
See, even Betty says it right. Thank you, Betty. Awesome. All right, so let's move on to the next one. There we go. All right. Now let me find my script again. Alachua. This one is not in Alachua County.
Oh, good.
This is Deputy Donut.
Oh.
Yes. A Florida man wanted to cause a distraction, so he did something quite unusual. The DC Palm brings us a story about a man with a Ford, some heroin, and a dream. Police stopped Shane's Ford Explorer on May 11th after noticing it had a missing headlight, an extremely cracked windshield, and two bald tires. Police reported the vehicle. Yes, the thing was just falling apart. Police reported the vehicle was traveling erratically, and it appeared as if the passenger and driver were wrestling over the wheel. When the Ford pulled into the driveway on Southeast Walsh Terrace, the driver, Shane, got out. Police say that Shane started doing the chicken dance while the passenger identified as a man who goes by the name of Flo went to hide at the front of the vehicle. I mean, it's a pure just classic, you know, Laurel and Hardy move here. Flo eventually ran, or did he flow away? And Deputy Donuts could not find him, despite a helicopter and a police dog being dispatched. So Flo is actually very good at hiding himself. Maybe that's where he got his name from. Police did find a pill that tested positive for heroin in the Ford, which Shane denies is his. He was arrested on a felony drug charge. That's pretty hefty. Flo. It was Flo's fault.
Flo, what you doing?
Yeah, Flo. All right. Let's move on.
Sexy.
Yeah. The sexy story of the night. So finally, our naked Florida story of the night. The Daily Commercial brings us a story about a man with some loose pants and an inflated ego. A woman was walking her dog in the area of a Lions Club when a man walked up to her, asking how she was doing and how old she was. The woman ignored the man, rightfully so, tried to walk past him, but he pulled down his pants. The police were contacted. The woman described him to the police, who eventually identified Dion as the flasher, who also bragged about his endowment to the woman. So he's going to flash you, and then he's going to brag you. When the police approached Dion with the accusations, he refused to answer the questions. Police told him to leave the area, but later arrested him after they conducted an investigation.
I need to just interrupt you.
Yes.
And I guess this might just explain my state of being at the
moment. What is your state of being at the moment?
If a flasher knocked on my door, and I opened it, and that flasher flashed me, and it was a male, and it was of decent quality, I would invite it in for... further...
Yes, well, we know that's what you would do, Joe. However, most ladies do not do that. Most ladies usually try to avoid that to happen to them. I understand you would appreciate a flasher showing up, I guess. You know? I mean, hey, it's... You know, does that happen often?
Sadly, no.
No, that's a shame.
Sadly, no.
All right, well, if you want to flash Joe, give us a call, 813-327-8566. He'll give you his address. You can swing by, and he can look out the studio window and take a look at you, and you can flash him. And if you're halfway decent looking, then, you know.
I'll give you a pen.
Then you give a pen. Oh,
an official Cheyampa Radio pen.
There we go. I need to start handing those out. I have some. I need to leave them places. So anyway, Dion remains in the Lake County Jail early Tuesday afternoon in lieu of $1,000 bail on the charges of exposing himself. So that's your crazy Florida news. I think that
Thank
was,
you, Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank the database you are tuned to, Cheyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part
Hi.
Of the studio experience?
Hi.
Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this.
Hold on. I am so stressed out. I am so stressed out.
Betty, what's up with you? Why are you so stressed out? You shouldn't be proud
Betty's
of yourself.
Always stressed out. We try to exceed the limits of Betty's capabilities.
She coordinated the show just fine. And
she
everything
did pretty
turned
good,
out
yeah.
Bird-a-fruit.
You know, we're not going to have to fire her this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
You know, we feel sad for her because she looks like this sad robot on the streets.
Well, she doesn't look too sad. I mean, you know, I've seen the photos. You know, she can take care of her own. You know, so
hey, it's time for Two for Monday.
8888888888.
Oh wait.
By the way, it's World Environment Day. So turn off your air conditioner and use a fan.
Fuck that. It's like 100 million degrees out. It's Florida. Who the hell is going to turn off their damn air conditioner? Damn, save the damn planet.
Two for Monday. Two for Monday.
All right,
Two
buddy.
For Monday. Two for Monday.
So, hey,
Two
I wanted
Monday.
To thank... hey,
I think she's done. I'll close her window now. I'm closing the Betty interface.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you again to Cindy Sheehan for coming on to the show tonight and being
you.
A part of that really awesome interview. Thank you so much. You can visit Cindy Sheehan by going to Cindy Sheehan's Soapbox. That's CindySheehanSoapbox.blogspot.com. So there you go.
Or just do a Google search for Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be the easiest way to find her is just Google Cindy Sheehan or Bing Cindy Sheehan or Alta Vista. Is Alta Vista still around?
Let's take a look. Let's type in Alta Vista. AltaVista.com.
Settled into our lounge.
You go right to Yahoo.
Yahoo, so they've eaten. They've eaten them up.
Yeah.
All right.
But you know, we're kind of light on the whole topics discussion. So I wanted to say, have you embraced any of the voice activation technologies that are out there now?
No.
Like Amazon Echo and Alexa and Siri or...
I sometimes use the Google thing, but not all the time. Usually I use the Google thing when I'm driving and I need to make myself a reminder. Other than that, I generally don't use the voice responsive technologies.
You know, it's funny. I would do it at work to do things, but it's too noisy, and taking out the phone to get that all set up just takes too much time. If it was more automatic, or if I had purchased a smartwatch that could do that.
See,
this Fitbit is really just for fitness.
Just for fitness.
Yeah. It's
or,
not
or we can put a
smart.
Chip in your head.
Or chickens.
And you would get WGCI. And yeah, I forgot about my two for Monday.
Hey, Roger.
Yeah, it's good for him to stop by.
Yeah.
I think something is on BOGO at Publix this week. That's my two for Monday. You can buy two for the price of one. Maybe Triscuits, I think.
Triscuits.
I should buy some Triscuits.
Triscuits
are
local
good. Do you eat Triscuits?
No, I don't actually. Triscuits.
They offer good roughage and fiber, and they are delicious.
Roughage
and fiber, and they are delicious. And the,
okay.
The brown rice ones are nice and crispy.
You know what, though? I want to stop waking up at 3 a.m. to go pee.
Do you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to pee? Give us a call, 813-327-8566. We're also still looking for anyone that may have, has their Florida medical card that would like to kind of share their experience with us. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. The colors are light this evening, and the phone lines are wide open.
Wide open. How many callers can we
like
get coming in?
I think like four or six.
Four or six,
something
okay.
like that, yeah.
That's respectable.
It's respectable. If we hit that, you know.
Yeah.
Some nights we can't hang up the damn phone, and tonight it's like you all are just asleep. So it's just
what
happens.
But you know what, though? The weather is kind of nice in a lot parts of the country, so people are out.
It's shitty here. See, that's
the thing. And that's okay.
Where's my Tampa market? Come on.
Yeah.
You know I hate you, but you got to listen.
I'll tell you, though, the construction season here in Chicago is in full swing. Construction is going on everywhere.
Yes. It is a season. It is really a season.
It really is.
See, it's year-round here. We get construction. We get fucked with it all year round. It does not stop in Florida. It is nonstop.
Yeah.
They will finish one ginormous project, and just as they finish that up and everything just starts working right, they're going to say, "Ooh, we need to go over here and fuck
but
this."
But you know
up.
What, though?
That's what they do.
There is becoming a glut of expensive apartments.
Uh oh.
Yes, a glut
over by you.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
I used a name. Sorry about that. One of our listeners.
One of our listeners.
Yes.
Do I need
he's
to flag
falling asleep.
That?
Yeah, flag that.
I'll flag
Anyways, one of our listeners is giving us some impetus to talk about stories other than... boring, mundane topics, apparently.
Interesting. Are we talking about interesting... Okay, well, I'm sorry.
So, you know, that's okay.
We love you. And
you know
it's,
what?
It's just great, but...
Forget about it. You just mentioned his name two or three times.
Oh,
so.
Jesus Christ. All right. See, that's because you got to say like Bishwana. If you said Bishwana, then I would say, well, Bishwana. Well, I think that's our only listener right now anyway, so don't worry about it. I just fly.
Bathhouse incident.
Bathhouse incident. What? Oh, yeah. Wasn't there a bathhouse incident that you had or something
My
like
phone
that?
Is blowing up.
Your phone is blowing
listener.
Up. See? So
listener. The listener input line is
Hey, look, the
up.
Ugly lights don't come on for 5 minutes. Apparently, we just, like, totally fucked up on the script and really couldn't find anything to talk about because it's already been one kind. It's been that type of week, and it's only Monday. So
listen. Listen, I put together a patio at Orange today after working.
Did you?
Yes, yes, it's a beautiful looking patio. It looks.
You should invite Shaquanda over to sit in the patio.
We should do a live show from the patio.
There you go, a live show from the patio. We can have some special live show. So, what about this bathhouse incident? You know, we need a good GLBT tag to kind of throw in there somewhere.
Well, let's see. I'm not rehashing the incident with the caller or with the listener, but let's see.
Why don't you just give us a synopsis of what happened that fateful night in less than 4 minutes?
Well, no, actually, it was a wonderful experience because there was different. Different rooms you can go into for whatever kind of treatment you needed. Although the cold water pool, I wouldn't go into that. I just didn't want to go into that. That was too much. It's like the whole point is to be hot.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
to be hot and you to shed hot. Your yes. to shed all your junk yes. and baggage.
Yes, yes, most definitely. Please continue.
Unfortunately, I'm a bitch, and I was rude to my host while we were there. I was kind of like getting annoyed that he was talking, and I shooshed him.
Oh. So you were cock blocked.
Oh, here we go.
See, you can call listener, Shanquita, you can call us 813-327-8566.
Well, the open. Listener thought you had a bathhouse story.
Oh, thought I had a bathhouse story?
Yes.
I don't.
Somebody wants to hang out in the patio.
I don't, honestly, I've had my experiences, but nothing like completely out of the ordinary. We've never gone to one of those establishments together, have we? I don't believe we ever have.
No. I have gone to Man's Country up in the north side. I went with somebody, and then I went on my own once. It was okay. It was an interesting experience. But, you know, at the risk of sounding like an old fucking fart, I don't do anything anymore.
Well, that's what happens when we get older. Well, Jesus Christ, dude, we're both middle-aged men, so you know, we are now dinosaurs in the we've missed that opportunity to grow old gracefully. And especially I know I definitely have. So I've missed that opportunity. So going to a club, people kind of look at me like, "What the hell are you doing here, Grandpappy? Go home." You know, cuz I'd be, you know, I don't know what to wear. I don't know. I'm just, you know, yeah.
And, you know, unfortunately, and I hate to say this, I fit into that whole bear, cub, otter, blah, blah, blah in the look, but not in the mindset.
Not in the mindset.
I don't have all that mindset. And not so it just kind
of. Have you been to one of their little meetings at Touche? Have you been to one of their evenings in Touche? You should check it out a few times. Maybe you'll meet somebody nice. You never know.
That's
I think Touche
true.
Still does the bear night thing. I mean, when I lived in the city, that was a very, I always thought it was a very friendly group of people, and they always seemed nice, you know. So
I just don't want to get hung up on terminology, and I don't want to be called daddy.
You don't have to be called daddy. That should be the name of this episode. You don't have to. That's our next episode. Remember, mark that down. Make a show note. Show note now. It's important.
What was that? Show note.
Show note. You don't have to call me daddy.
You don't have to call me daddy.
There you go. If we named our shows after we did them, it'd be a perfect show title for now. But unfortunately, we'll push it to the next one. See how many hits we get with that one.
No, well, you know, we could do Pride Month. And
Pride
do,
Month, there you go.
Yeah, why don't we do that as a Pride
there
Month
There you go, Pride
title.
Month. Okay, we'll do Pride Month. So, yeah, no, I mean, you don't have to. There's not like a set social construct that you have to function with.
I hope I come across as I come across. I don't like the mindset.
That's fair enough.
That comes with all of it. Well, that's the problem.
You should, I mean, check it out maybe. If you haven't been to one of their things, maybe you should check it out some evening. And, you know, maybe you'll meet somebody nice. You don't even have to go into the way back bar. You just stay out in the front bar and keep your pants on.
Part of it, too, is I probably need to start working out just so that I can build stamina. Because after work on a weekend, I'm dead. I don't want to go anywhere.
You're done. You're done. I'm done. You're pavied out.
I am completo finito.
Completo finito.
Completo finito.
Ugly lights are in 10 seconds.
Oh.
Stand by for ugly lights. Why did you find something to say?
No, we just do great on timing. Like we're right there. We're right there. I love it. Parfunkies make good Scottish wildebeests.
It had to access the database. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and the night crew is giving me nasty looks, so I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own little special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show and Cheyenne Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science, some Japanese stuff, some jazzy stuff, mostly from archive.org. And radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net. Our other two favorite ones. Betty, shut up. You're a robot. Don't plug yourself in. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow!
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, what was that?
So much in awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media, folks, because they're boring.
Yes, they are.
And you know what? We sometimes, like, confuse ourselves. We are Cheyampa Radio, but we are also the Joe and Anthony Show.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say is tune into our 24-hour internet radio station, because we carry a lot of serious programming. We carry a lot of music. We carry a lot of comedy and fun and just random stuff from time to time. So check out Cheyampa Radio by going to www.chiampa.info. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast schedule at www.cheyampa.info, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. So also, make sure you check out our Facebook, because every once in a while we do post.
I try.
That's Cheyampa Radio. That's C-H-I-A-M-P-A Radio.
Radio.
And Twitter. I'm out there liking things, retweeting things. That's Cheyampa Radio.
He's twiddling his twat.
I am, aren't I? Ooh, burpity burp.
Yeah, and actually, Cheyampa is not all about weed, believe it or not. Actually, us and Cannabis Radio are the only two things that really are weed.
Exactly.
So we may have to relook at some of our branding, but I want to keep a lot of it. All right, so, you know, it's been fun. It's been exciting. It's been real. It has been real, hasn't it?
You know, sometimes the only way to talk about politics is by smoking up some weed.
You know, sometimes I just don't want to talk about politics anymore. I like to talk about Florida people. Florida people are entertaining.
Florida people and squirrels tied at the tail.
Yes, yes, you're knotted up squirrels. Oh, shit, I never did the thing. Okay, so anyone, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.cheyampa.info. Remember, folks, I'm going to ad-lib this, so please forgive me. Don't get your squirrels in a knot if you're trying to run naked through the neighborhood while dining at the Lions Club with...
something.
Something. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a not-so-brand-new episode of This Way Out with a C, as in cock.
Boom chakalaka. Good night, T.
Oh, goodness.
Damn.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.